It's time for the High School Report on Downtown, brought to you by Sweats Tire and the First National Bank. Well, it is that time of year once again, Christmas in February, for our friend Mark Callan of Eastern Maine Sports, as he joins us from the Cross Insurance Center as Tourney 23 is underway. Hey there, Mark.
Hey, Rich. How you doing?
I am great. How's your day going?
Oh, most wonderful time of year, Rich.
I know, absolutely. And we got a little bit of weather out there, but it looks like it's not going to have much of an impact. No changes to the schedule yet, are there?
Oh, no, we're all on tonight. Caribou stayed down here last night. They got the next game, the girls' game against Foxcroft. And, it hasn't affected Ellsworth one bit. They're up 17-6 early in the second quarter here. The Ellsworth girls over MDI.
So what is today? Is this a Class B, Class C day?
Class B. It's Class B day. As I said, Ellsworth MDI, our first broadcast coming up the next game, Caribou and Foxcroft girls, Orono Caribou boys tonight, and Winslow Presque Isle boys tonight. So it's going to be a lot of fun. And, yeah, I want to thank you, too. Another subject, helping sponsor our coverage of our tournament games and downtown. And, appreciate that. So we're first time ever we're going to be broadcasting select games from here.
Well, that's awesome. Well, we're happy to support the great work that you guys do. Geez, I even saw you getting some props online from our old friend Toby Nelson.
Yes. So Foxcroft's been great to us. We did a lot of games there. I think we missed one home game, and the boys team, we covered a lot of the girls' team. So yes, well, and Toby was great. We even used their camera the last few games. It was all set up for us. That makes an easy setup right there. So yeah. So that was great, and all the schools were great to us.
So let's size up the games that we've got coming up later this afternoon and this evening. Can you tell us a little bit about each of these contests ahead?
Yeah, as I said, right now Ellsworth, solid group. They're number three. They're just hitting number three. They're up 20-6. live action right here. So I'm coming up after that. As I said, Caribou Foxcroft. Caribou's number two, but Foxcroft girls team has some mojo going right now. They're playing their best ball. They've won, I believe, 6 out of 7. Their only loss to that was the Class C top team, Dexter. So they've been rolling. That should be a very. They got to play well because they're, very solid. But keep playing like they have been, they get a chance. After that, tonight the doubleheader is Orono Caribou boys. That should be very competitive. Class B boys is just deep. Good to talk about it in the last game too. Winslow and Presque Isle. Presque Isle has Malachi Cummins. He scored something like 38, 39, and 41, like something like that in his last three games. So they're very capable of pulling an upset there, and that could be a good game to end the night. But yeah, Orono Caribou 7, and then Winslow Presque Isle at 8:30.
Fantastic. And then what's on tap for tomorrow, Mark?
Class B will finish out the quarterfinals of two girls games in the morning, 9 and 12:30. And then those Foxcroft boys we talked about will be at noon, facing a very, very tough Old Town team. The Old Town's a 4 seed, but I consider them one of the favorites in Class B. Again, a very deep Class B. That's at noon. And then Ellsworth, top seed Mercia, probably the best player in Class B, with top seed Ellsworth playing a gritty Washington Academy team. And then Class D will end the day, Rich, two Class D girls games, set at 4, Machias East Green, Wisdom Jones Mobiles, and then the Nightcaps, Skank, two boys do Skank, Katahdin, and Machias and Wisdom. So that's what we got for the weekend.
Well, that's great. Well, it's such a wonderful time of year. It's such a great opportunity to get to see old friends, a lot of faces that you don't see any other time of year. So, boy, it's certainly great to be back there and lots of excitement. And, boy, I would expect, too, that, that we're, now that we're really, not that COVID still isn't around, but the fear, the concerns that we had even a year ago at this time are largely gone. And it's got to make a great environment to have everybody back there and feeling good about things.
Yeah, and even right now, it's not packed yet, but there's a pretty good crowd considering some of these schools are coming from a ways, and it's not. A lot of schools didn't even have school today. There's still a decent crowd. I think we're gonna have some huge crowds there.
Well, that's wonderful. And Mark, we're gonna check in with you every day of the tournament next week, right?
Yeah, that works for me. I'll look at our schedule. If we have to do a broadcast, maybe we can record it, but we'll definitely be able to catch up each day.
Yeah, we'll fit it into your schedule and find a way to make it work, but always appreciate you keeping us up to date on the tournament. Have a great time tonight and tomorrow.
Oh, perfect. Thanks, Rich. Have a good weekend.
Thank you. You too. It's Mark Cowlin, Eastern Maine Sports. Well, they're your headquarters for the high school tournament and everything going on in the sports scene around these parts. Our high school report, brought to you today and every day next week by Sweats Tire, serving you with full automotive repair and a great selection of tires at two locations. They're at 451 Hogan Road in Bangor, 358 State Street in Bangor as well. And by the First, dream first because you can. First National Bank, committed to the community.